Cypress as we speak. We're here in Toronto, of course. The big show, American Idiot, of course, debuting again here tonight over at the Royal Alexandra Theatre. But we're at the Ed Mirvish Theatre doing this interview, and you have to be excited because literally we're talking about hours away.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been 2 years, I think, since we've come to Toronto, and I think it's going to be a fresh, awesome experience for everyone. So,
now, you know, I had a chance to see the show the last time and absolutely loved it. What is it like to be part of something that is really considered pop culture, especially because of the music and the storyline?
It's awesome. It's super relatable, and everyone really loves it. It's so easy to kind of get into. It's like a cannon. Once you're fired, you're going, you're just flying. So it's really fun. I love it because the songs never get old. So sometimes with musicals, it's you do it over and over again. You have to kind of find the love and the joy for it. But this is so easy to kind of just enjoy and eat it up. So it's awesome.
Well, let's talk about the whole storyline, because for folks who may be for the first time being introduced to this, explain exactly where the music comes from and what the story is all about, how the music has been contributes to this.
Sure. Well, Green Day created this album, American Idiot, and it was a concept album with kind of a storyline in it. And so Tom Kitt and Michael Mayer and the actual band of Green Day created this awesome musical about these three guys who live in suburban America, and they all want to kind of get out and think for themselves and do their own thing. So it's just kind of about their journeys, and then the music is kind of the core and helping them find what they're like meaning in life and everything. So
how does your character, of course, connect to all this?
So what's her name is Johnny's love interest, and they meet when he moves to the city, and she's really independent and rocker chick and cool and exotic, so they fall in love, and then they kind of spiral into some crazy stuff.
So people will turn around and say, what's his name? What's her name? How does a character end up with a name like that?
Well, it's one of the songs on the album is What's Her Name, so clearly they kind of just went with that. But I have my own name that I thought of, like, just in the back of my mind. I'm like, I actually do have a name, but I won't tell anyone. But it's nice because then there's no real label to her. I feel like sometimes with a name you can kind of create your own like image of who she is, but this is just such a universal character that every girl, it's kind of a every man, but every woman of our generation, so it's cool.
And you are talking about generations, but the thing is, though, I found with it, it doesn't matter how old you are. As you said, the music is relatable, and I think it very much connects. But people should realize, too, this isn't holding back. This is pretty raw in some of the things that they're going to be able to hear and see.
Yeah, it's, there's some sexual stuff going on and some drugs and drug, sex, and rock and roll, so, like, straight up, but it's still very true to what's going on nowadays, and yeah.
And I was going to say, what do you think the message is for this particular show connecting with the music?
Well, I like this show because there's not one message you can take from it. I think everyone has their own kind of, they go through their own journey in life, just like these three characters do. So it's interesting. I think the main message is kind of life will take you in so many different ways, but in order to go down those paths, you have to do something about it, and you have to go for what you want, even if it's not the right decision. You made a choice, and you explored and experimented, and you created your own path.
And as we're wrapping this up, I'm just curious, because like you said, you've been with the show for so long, though, do you ever find yourself sometimes, you're on stage and you're performing, do you ever find yourself maybe even losing yourself into your character to a point where you may not even see the audience? You are just feeling every word and every note and just every emotion that's going on.
Oh yeah, that happens daily. I think every day. Sometimes it's scary because it's so easy to relate to the lyrics and the music and really feel it. I mean, this is like the most powerful music I've ever performed to in my entire life, and I think that I ever will. So it's I mean, I've cried, I've wept, I've laughed, there's like one specific part, it goes from 21 Guns into Letterbomb, which is kind of the like end of, not the end of my story, but when I have the most stage stuff going on, and I've really just become What's Her Name, and I've kind of scared myself. There's like a lot of screaming, and I leave the stage and I'm like, what just happened? I think I blacked out for a second, but it's awesome. I mean, it's along with kind of forgetting the audience is there sometimes and getting so wrapped up in it, then there's moments where you're so connected to the audience and you can feel their energy and they can feel your energy, and it's just like this like whirlwind of emotion and fun, and so it's great. It's really awesome. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on still being part of the show. Cannot wait for this. And yeah, tell your folks, come back again, please. One week is not enough.
Yeah, it's not. I love Toronto. We've only been here a day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is truly like the New York of Canada. So it's awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.